DJ Moby claims he once rubbed his flaccid penis against Donald Trump. By Justin Caruso on April 30, 2019. Electronic music artist Moby claims that under the influence of alcohol and drugs, he slid his penis against Donald Trump almost 20 years ago. Moby, real name Richard Melville Hall, writes in a new book excerpt published by the Daily Beast that he thinks the incident took place sometime after the 9/11 attacks, when he claims to have been constantly drunk and on drugs to cope with the event. One night in New York City, he writes that he was at a party where Trump also was when he was dared to rub his drunken, flaccid penis up against Donald Trump's suit jacket. As published in the Daily Beast, the party wasn't that exciting. It was mainly full of businessmen and real estate developers, most notably Donald Trump, who was standing a few yards away from us at the bottom of a staircase, talking loudly to some other guests. Moby, go knob Dutch Donald Trump, Lee said. Really? I asked. Should I? Donald Trump was a mid-level real estate developer and tabloid newspaper staple whose career had recently been resuscitated by a reality TV show. Yeah, Dale said. Yeah, Clarice said, mischievously. Shit, I said, realizing I now had to knob touch Donald Trump. I drank a shot of vodka to brace myself, pulled my flaccid penis out of my pants, and casually walked past Trump, trying to brush the edge of his jacket with my penis. Luckily, he didn't seem to notice or even twitch. I walked back to my friends and ordered another drink. Did you do it? Clarice asked. I think so. I think I knob-touched Donald Trump. Finally, he writes that he was so drunk and on drugs he isn't sure it actually happened. Penis touching aside, the 53-year-old artist is an intense critic of the president. Immediately after the election, he released a scathing letter to America, reading, Donald Trump will be impeached, or end his presidency with single-digit approval ratings. And hopefully, somehow, America will finally wake up the fact that Republicans are, simply, terrible. The porcelain artist also got involved in the 2018 midterms, telling his social media followers, we have 6 months to do everything, register, canvass, donate, post, help. If we play our cards right, we can get rid of the Republicans and send Trump to prison. #YouWillVote.